Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The High Representative of the European Union has condemned the killing of Palestinians in the Israeli military operation to rescue hostages held by Hamas from a refugee camp in central Gaza. Josep Borrell said that reports of what he called another massacre of civilians were appalling. Four Israeli hostages were rescued on Saturday in an operation involving Israeli forces backed by airstrikes who fought intense gun battles with Hamas in and around the Nuseirat refugee camp. Here's our Middle East editor, Mike Thompson.
For Israelis, the most successful rescue of hostages since November was a cause for wild celebrations, but many Palestinians see it very differently. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas described the Israeli rescue operation in central Gaza's Nuseirat refugee camp as a bloody massacre. His comment follows claims by Hamas that more than 200 Palestinians were killed for the rescue of four Israeli hostages.
The three men and one woman rescued by the Israeli forces are said to be in a stable condition and have been reunited with their families. There have been demonstrations across Israel welcoming their release and calling for the government to reach a deal to ensure the release of the remaining 116 hostages still held by Hamas. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the security forces had acted with creativity and courage to bring home the hostages and proved that his country did not surrender to terrorism.
We expect Hamas to release them all, but if they don't, we'll do whatever it takes to get them all back home.
The Colombian president, Gustavo Petro, has announced he will suspend coal exports to Israel until it ceases its operations in Gaza, which he described as a genocide. Mr. Petro, a former Marxist rebel and a lifelong supporter of the Palestinian cause, said last month he would cut diplomatic ties with Israel. Colombia says it's cut the coal it exports to Israel, amounting to 3 million tonnes a year, is a strategic resource. A surge in tourists visiting Japan has caused critical shortages in aircraft fuel across the country. Government sources say the demand for fuel from international flights has outpaced the production capacity of refineries as Japan grapples with the challenges posed by over-tourism. Kat Wiener reports.
More than 20 million people visited Japan last year, mainly to the key cities of Tokyo, Kyoto and Osaka. As in other tourist hotspots across the world, such over-tourism is raising concerns about sustainability and the impact on local communities. Residents in Kyoto, a city known for its adherence to traditional Japanese cultural values, have complained of feeling swamped by visitors and angered by their behaviour. The slopes of Mount Fuji are increasingly congested and strewn with litter. The city of Osaka earlier this year proposed charging visitors an entry fee, something already introduced in the Italian city of Venice that has become a byword for over-tourism.
BBC News. A Serbian professor has removed himself from a list of candidates to become a dean at Belgrade University after student protests and allegations about sexual harassment. Slaviša Olović said the interests of the university had to come first, but stressed there were no ongoing procedures against him, and he accused the students of conducting a witch hunt. On the final day of campaigning ahead of European Parliament elections on Sunday, tens of thousands of opponents of the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán have taken part in a rally in the capital Budapest. The new Tisza party has emerged as the main challenger to Mr. Orbán's governing Fidesz party. The leader of Tisza, Peter Modjor, accused Mr. Orbán of stealing, saying he had turned the country into a family business.
If you want it, Hungary will be the country of justice, honour and laws again. If you want it, we'll end the power of the liar, of propaganda inciting fear and hatred. If you want it, Hungary will be not the wedge, but the link between East and West. The Tisza party is the party of peace, of true peace.
Hundreds of people have been demonstrating on the streets of the Ghanaian capital Accra against continuing power blackouts in the West African country, carrying kerosene lamps that they lit as night fell and chanting patriotic songs. The demonstrators blocked a large section of the main road through Accra, bringing traffic in the city to a halt. Major restoration work has begun in Sweden to protect the wreck of a magnificent 17th century warship in Stockholm's Vasa Museum. The ambitious project to right the hulk and provide a steel structure to support its weight will take 4 years and cost $19 million. Weighing in at more than 1,200 tonnes, the oak-hulled galleon was built nearly 400 years ago to expand Sweden's control over the Baltic region, but it sank ignominiously just 18 minutes into its maiden voyage. BBC News.